But simply to say that one thing arises independence upon conditions is to imply a certain regularity to things. The Buddha said that everything is niyamata. Niyamata means ordered, happens in an orderly way, is regular. Well, regular, of course, comes from a Latin word meaning rule or even law. Law in the scientific, not the, the legal sense. So everything arises in a regular way. It's not random. It's, of course, extremely important for us as human beings. If things were random, we couldn't really make any decisions, because when we act in one way one time, we can't rely upon that conforming to what happened on previous occasions. But reality is ordered. Niyamata is a very significant term in Buddhism. So conditioned arising isn't simply a question of saying that this arises in dependence on that. It's a question of saying that this arises in dependence on that in an ordered way, according to patterns that are, well, structured into reality. Reality is ordered. So clearly the discernment of that order is very significant for our lives. If we can understand that order, well, we can act in accordance with it. We can order our lives in accordance with those regularities to our own benefit. And the Buddha's teaching goes further than that. It says that those regularities are not merely to do with material phenomena, with physical phenomena. They're to do with our minds. They're to do with our direct experience. Our experience arises in an orderly way. It obeys regularities that are built into the nature of things. So, this will all become a bit clearer, but you've got the general picture. Everything's conditioned. Everything arises in dependence on conditions. Those conditions, those conditioned arisings, obey certain regularities, laws, that are structured into things. Why? I was going to say God knows, but of course he's not among the conditions, or rather he's only among the mental conditions, because from a Buddhist point of view he's man-created, human-created. So, yes, the regularities are built into the structure of things. You could say that even the why question is in principle not answerable, because it implies a point of view outside reality, which, well, you can't take, because the outside reality is to already imply an order to things that is extra real, which therefore is real, if you see what I mean. Don't worry if you didn't follow that sophisticated philosophical argument. So reality is ordered. The Buddha does in various places in the Pali Canon explore and expound that orderedness, but never in a very systematic way. He makes it clear that things can arise according to different ordered structures. For instance, feelings of happiness or unhappiness, pain or pleasure may arise for a number of different reasons. There's a famous sutta, the Molya Sivaka Sutta, if anybody's interested, from Samyutta Nikaya, in which he talks about why pain and pleasure may arise. The first thing is he says it may be to do with wind. You know what he means. It may be to do with bile. It may be to do, and wind, of course, in the ancient Indian system was more like chi, you know, the sort of the currents of energy, deep energy within the body. It may be to do with you know, physical processes in the body. It may be to do with an accident. It may be to do with external attack. Or it may be to do with your own actions. So it's not very systematic, but he sets out a number of different ways in which pleasure and pain may arise. In different places in the suttas, he explores different aspects of regularity. In later Buddhist tradition, in one particular tradition, which has come to be very important to our own teacher's explanation of things, five different niyama, orderednesses, regularities, are distinguished. The so-called five niyamas. And it's those that I want to explore today, and which I hope will lead to us understanding who to vote for the day after tomorrow, believe it or not. There's a cliffhanger for you. You'll have to come back to find out.